A bill that would set a cap on toll roads in Miami-Dade County has passed the full House. Bill sponsor Hialeah Republican Representative Brian Avila says the Expressway Authority is not doing its job. I'm Blaze Ganey.
What's been going on down there has been a travesty. So with your help, members, we can help correct that.
What Representative Brian Avila is speaking of are the actions of the Miami-Dade County Expressway Authority, known as MDX. Avila brought House members up to speed.
We can go back to 2014 when they closed the system, they doubled their tolling, and doubled their revenues. That was off our backs.
And that's just the start.
We fast forward to 2017 when this chamber, this legislature, and the governor signed into law a reform bill, reforming MDX, but also calling for a toll reduction, a 5 to 10% toll reduction. What did MDX do? For a year, they went without complying with state law. Now, if you or I went a year without complying with state law, obviously you or I would be in jail.
In fact, he says they didn't begin to comply until he called them out.
To top that off, it essentially took a letter from me, a very stern letter, as my good friend Rep. Grant would remind me, probably a letter that not too many people would write, where I essentially called them outlaws, and that adherence to the rule of law should never be optional.
Avila says that year of not complying cost the residents of Miami-Dade County around $16 million in tolls. In tolls, MDX then sued the state,
claiming that the state has no authority to tell them whether they could or could not increase or decrease rates. Fast forward a couple months later, December of last year, what does MDX do? They do away with their rebate program, and they blame it on the Florida legislature.
Avila says when he filed the bill, MDX reacted by reinstalling the rebate program and vowing to not raise tolls.
Now, just looking at that, you can certainly tell that they don't have the public's best interests at heart. I would argue they probably have their contractors' best interests at heart.
The bill would abolish the Expressway Authority and create the Greater Miami Expressway Agency. Its members would take an oath to honestly, faithfully, and impartially perform their duties. If any signs of misconduct occur, members can be terminated by the governor. The bill also caps tolls at $1.25 per mile until 2029. The money from the tolls is supposed to be reinvested into the roadways in the forms of ramps, lighting, and other improvements along with maintenance, something Avila says the authority hasn't done much of.
The only expansion has been a 2-mile stretch connecting the skeleton to the airport. And a portion of that funding came from the state.
Other members of the legislature agree the Expressway Authority is a problem. Democratic Representative Chevron Jones, whose district is in Broward County, is one of them.
I know for a fact MDX have totally abused their powers and abused the process and abused the individuals who rag on those roads. Individuals' licenses being suspended, individuals getting bills that they are not aware of, all under MDX. So I understand what you're trying to do.
But House Minority Leader Representative Keone McGee, who lives in Miami-Dade County, says this should be dealt with at the local level.
Transparency and holding folk accountable in our local government, those are the core principles that we should aspire to see and do and ensure that our communities are taken care of. But again, there has to be a better way. If MDX is the problem, allow the local people to deal with MDX.
Still, Avila believes because the impact is so large on residents in South Florida, it actually does impact the entire state.
Average Miami-Dade County resident spends 105 hours a year in traffic. What does that equate to? That equates to $4 billion lost in economic activity to the state of Florida. So when people say that because this is a Miami-Dade issue, it shouldn't affect the state, I would certainly argue that when you have an issue that affects Miami-Dade County, it affects the state.
A similar bill in the Senate is waiting to be heard on the floor.